so you can snack while you're in the park. It's a good idea. It's Allison 97.3, Sarah No Name, Alice's Morning Show. The one and only Kevin Smith gracing us with
his inimitable presence. We're going into the final stretch of the show.
We certainly are. Yeah.
No more commercials, right?
No, there is another set of commercials.
Another break?
Yeah, one more break. But I'm not, believe me, I have no expectation of ending the show on time. No. I know, I already know you.
Yesterday we went over, didn't
Way
we?
Over, like an hour over.
Right. What's supposed to happen after this show?
An Alice extended music set.
So,
an hour
does
and
somebody
half.
Come in and spin for that, or is it
yeah.
a machine?
No, there's a DJ.
So was somebody waiting for us that whole time?
Yes.
Did they appreciate waiting, or no?
I don't know.
They didn't mind.
They didn't mind somebody?
Yeah.
Right.
And the regular host is actually
Because I don't want to take
vacation.
Away somebody's airtime.
You're not, don't worry.
Good.
Yeah.
You're only adding... listeners.
Is that you think so? You
oh,
think
yeah.
some people actually I can say that I've added some listeners
because well,
there are people
have.
Listening
there are new people
illegally
listening.
Online.
Right.
A lot of people from England tuning in this morning. Hello to our friends in England.
Is that
Hello
so?
To
oh, yeah.
the, got a big following in England, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They're
I'm
all
looking
listening.
At these callers.
Feel free to 800-400-360.
Before we get to the daily game, which we are going to play in a moment, it's brought to us by Safeway. I do want to do a couple of these Dear Kevins, because we said we were going to do it, and
yes.
so people have called
and
us
we have
for
to
advice.
Live by our word.
That's
what
right.
are we if not what we say?
I agree.
Yes.
100%. This one from Monica. Hey, I heard Kevin and everyone talking about where to eat dinner right before 8, and I wanted to know if you could tell Kevin I'd love to invite him over for dinner at my house.
Interesting.
They live in the East Bay right off 880 in a house that her husband grew up in.
Right on.
And she'll make a big pot of spaghetti. What do you think?
That will never happen.
Okay. Dear Kevin, I was curious if you would
Can
write
Can I explain why that will never happen
no,
so
everyone
I just
knows
don't
why.
Sound
I mean,
like a
come
diva?
On. Please.
I don't like spaghetti.
Oh, is that what it is? So
no,
she changes
I love
the menu.
Spaghetti. I just don't think it's healthy for me to be going to people's homes.
It's, well, just, you know, you go to one person's house, you got to go to everybody's.
You go to one person's house, you wind up with a chest full of buckshot, as I told Human yesterday.
Well, if you go to the buckshot house.
Sure.
But the problem is
and
you never know.
I would
if you
be
go,
going to the buckshot right. house, you know it.
Dear Kevin.
Yes.
I was curious if you would write a movie for Ben Affleck to see if he could swoon another lesbian, i.e. Chasing Amy or
Giggly. Chili. Mm-hmm. I did that. Been there, done that.
So no.
Who was the letter writer?
Dr. Joshua T. Rodriguez.
Is he? You think he's a real doctor?
I don't know. I don't really...
Interesting.
He's a chiropractor.
Internist, perhaps?
This one is from...
Is he really a chiropractor?
No, I'm just kidding.
Bone cracker?
Because they're not real doctors.
Maybe he's a doctor of like theology or something like that? Or a doctor
perhaps.
Of afflecology?
Quite possibly.
Who needs to know that pertinent
Lesbionics.
Information? Lesbionics? Oh, yeah. Hot.
This one's from Finger Cuffs. Dear Kevin.
These are the people who I get mail from, Finger Cuffs.
I hear there's a Jay and Silent Bob secret stash here on the West Coast. Where is it?
Oh, you damn Skippy, there's a Jay and Silent Bob secret stash, which is... for those who are uninitiated with me or the underground world of comic books, it's a comic book store. Don't look for a sound to put under me. I see you working over there. It's a comic book store. It's a memorabilia store.
It's more. Uh-huh.
It's so much more than a comic book store. And your heart will go on if you go there. If you like comics, we sell toys that have nothing to do with our stuff
uh-huh.
or everything to do with our stuff. So if you want to own a Silent Bob action figure.
How much?
Like 937.
With tax?
No. 937.
What's signed?
Signed? 937.
You mean 973? Are you trying to...
937. In Clerks, the movie we made, a big joke was 37. So we try to end the price at 37.
End with everything at 37.
But no, I don't charge more when I sign.
How about those. The porcelain bookends?
Porcelain bookends that Affleck was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Those were pricey. You know, they're meant... They're not porcelain. He's lying. B, that when you make a few of a product and it's made of quality material, sometimes you have to charge a little much. Those bookends are very sweet, and they're like $100. It's pretty high. It's high end. I'm not saying everyone needs them.
Chinese sweatshops?
Yeah. We do have them made in China. Nothing wrong with that.
This one's from Pootie Tang Louie.
I didn't answer the question, Sarah.
Oh, what was the question?
The Jay and Silent Bob Secret Stash is ready to serve you in two locations. One, if you're 3,000 miles away on the East Coast and you're in New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey.
Okay.
That's where the mothership is. That's where, you know, everything sprung from.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's one out here for you West Coasters. You notice how I say you, because I don't really consider myself part of your He-Man
we
woman
East Coasters
haters club.
Never do, right.
In Westwood, California, Westwood Village, out by Los Angeles.
Down south.
The real heart of
in the
California.
Armpit.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Is the question answered?
I think so. But while you're there, don't forget to pick up your tickets for Vulgarthon, Kevin Smith-related film festival, where you can see a bunch of movies that I've either made or helped make.
I'm going to be there.
And Human's going to be there, so...
Huge draw. That's a huge
there
draw.
There it is. That means at least two more people are going to show up.
Play Who's Human while you're there.
March 28th, go to Volgerthon.com for your tickets, viewaskew.com for your tickets. If you like me, and honestly,
and
after the last 2 days...
And clearly everyone does.
How can you not at this point? Come watch the movies with me and meet some other quasi-celebrities and real bona fide celebrities.
Like who?
Can't say. Not allowed to say.
I say.
Can't trade on the names.
The names are so big.
Connect the dots, people.
Right.
Read between the lines. 97.3.
Dear Kevin,
yes.
From Pootie Tang Louie.
Pootie Tang Louie, my old friend.
Dear Kevin, how committed are you to Hollywood? You don't seem very Hollywood to me. Do you believe you will live there forever? Ever consider having a movie career in a different city like Austin, Texas?
Oddly enough, I do live in Hollywood. I literally live in the Hollywood Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Am I committed to Hollywood? Well, there's two Hollywoods. There's the town of Hollywood, the location, which I'm not very committed to, but I love my house,
mm-hmm.
which happens to be in Hollywood. And there's the idea of Hollywood, the movies, the business, that kind of thing. And I'm not very committed to that either. The only thing I'm committed to is doing as little as possible for the most amount of money and my wife.
Mm-hmm. And your kid.
And whatever. She comes with the wife.
Sure.
But,
that's the package, the family
kid
package.
As well. I'm committed to that kid. That kid is going to be president. President Harley Quinn Smith, they'll say. And then they'll be like, wouldn't her father Silent Bob?
Yeah. People will be like, oh, that's cool.
And then I'll sell a few more action figures off that. Yes.
Is it true that you named your kid after a comic book?
We covered this yesterday, but yes, I did, after the Joker's sidekick. Wasn't so much a comic book character. At first, it was a cartoon character. And then they incorporated her into the comics later. Created by Paul Dini, guy who's a wonderful writer who won many Emmys for the Batman animated series, and now is a writer on Lost, which is a show you may have heard of.
Love Lost.
Of course you do. Your fingers right there on the pulse with the rest of America.
Goddamn right.
Leading along with the rest of the
show. That's
sheep.
Right. There was a really good episode last night. You watch Carnival? Do you watch HBO?
I watch a lot of HBO. Carnival is not one of the shows that I watch.
It's getting really good.
I've
this
only
season.
Recently started catching up with Deadwood. Season one box set.
Yeah, everyone's raving about Deadwood. I
Love
never watched any of Deadwood.
Love and Deadwood.
I should have watched
about,
that.
About Aqua Teen Hunger Force or Adult Swim? Like that.
I've seen a bit of both, but I'm not way steeped in it. I have to pick up the DVD box set.
How about Justice League Unlimited?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
How
Absolutely
about Yu-Gi-Oh? Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh, no.
Mm. Dear Kevin.
Yes.
I just found out I'm pregnant. My husband and I decided a long
Perfect.
Time ago not to have kids. I'm so afraid of telling him because I feel like I've broken our deal. By the way, this wasn't oops. I did not plan this.
Mm.
Even though I never pictured my life with kids, when I saw those two pink lines, I've never felt happier in my life.
Mm.
I don't think I can bear my husband being mad about this.
Mm.
I guess my maternal instincts are kicking it.
Mm.
But it feels like survival instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be very pissed if anyone is mad or upset about my new pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
How do I tell my husband in a way he can be excited about it?
Mm-hmm.
Confused and excited.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal.
Mm. Interesting. Do you have a wire hanger, Crystal?
She just said she's psyched about it, you dick.
Okay, here's my response. Crystal, let me tell him. I'll tell the guy.
Yeah.
I'll drop science on him. Be like, guess what? You're going to be a father. What up? Step up. There it is. I'm putting it on Front Street.
Yeah, Crystal, call us tomorrow and we'll get the phone
call
number.
Call up and I'll tell him.
But
I'll put it to him in no uncertain terms. And he will appreciate the fact that he's going to be a father. And he'll appreciate hearing it from a dude he probably doesn't even know
That's
who I
right.
am. I'll tell him. Don't you worry, Crystal. I got your back.
Yeah, we're not worried about it. We'll tell him. No problem.
And you know what? He'll probably take it well. All this
of course
stuff
he will,
about
be on the
we
radio.
Don't want any kids. Yeah, he'll take it very well because he'll be shamed publicly into taking it.
Sure. And then if he doesn't take it well afterwards, you can always say, you know.
But that stuff about like, hey, you know, maybe we don't want kids. That's a discussion they had a while ago. Stuff changes, right?
Maybe
he's changed his mind.
Change.
Totally. Maybe he's been waiting for the day that she tells him. What's her name? Crystal.
Crystal.
I'm on it, Crystal. You call up tomorrow. We'll break it to the
dude. We'll put things right.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully he won't come in here with a shotgun.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, truly. I didn't get knocked up. It wasn't my oops.
I didn't poke any holes in your condom.
Totally.
Now, it's time to play the daily game.
Okay.
Here's how it's going to work. Kevin, you and I are going to face off against each other in a little game we like to call 90s Trivial Pursuit.
Mm.
After the game, 90s Trivial Pursuit.
Interestingly enough, the game that's already called that we like calling it by its proper name.
That's right.
Yes.
We're like that. We are each going to pick a competitor.
Leading sheep. That's what we are.
Jesus Christ. You ever shut up?
You can't say that. Can you say take the name of the
It doesn't matter. I don't care anymore. I'm past the point where I care. I'm
going
to come over
there
and sit on your face just to shut you up.
Producer's asleep at the wheel. I heard the name of the Lord taken in vain.
Sometimes you let them have the rope and make their own.
There it is.
Oh, nice.
Coming
you know you're fired for whatever I do.
The morning show with Kevin and Kevin by himself.
Kevin and Human.
Kevin and Human.
I got a new gig with this guy. What
do you think? Oh, you suck. So much for loyalty.
This rat's, he's deserting his sinking ship.
I can't wait till No Name's back and I have an ally.
All you religious people, I just want you to know I respect the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now...
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
When was the last time you went to church for a service?
Jesus Christ, Human, can I please get through
second
this?
Second time. She did it again. So, Human, you're dragging it out of her. You're making her so
angry. Can you shut up?
Why are you mad at me?
Because I'm trying to get out of here at some reasonable time. I have had enough of this person.
No, you haven't.
And you.
No.
Why are you dragging me into your...
I'm talking about Maddie. Why do you assume I'm talking about you?
Because you pointed at me.
True. Now, so we're going to play the daily game. You and I are each going to play for someone. So here's who we have to choose from.
Yes.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey.
Yes.
California Girl. Kevin Sucks. Doug.
I don't. There's
no Silver
Kevin
Surfer.
Sucks,
there he is right there wanting to play.
Kevin Sucks? Well, he's not playing.
Well, I'm playing with him.
No. Don't play
Kevin
Sucks.
Kevin Sucks, you're playing with me.
Right,
we're going to try and beat Kevin.
Why would you piss you off enough to get me on the air?
Why would you reward bad behavior like that?
Well, because I like him.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know. Because I can't.
I come here, do you a solid, and you back up Kevin Sucks? You know what I say. Sarah Sucks.
Well, there's no Sarah Sucks up there, so who are you going to pick?
There's going to be, because that's my new screen name. Sarah Sucks.
You suck. Kick your ass.
Who am I going to pick?
Yeah, who are you picking? You Leftover Brass Monkey, that funky monkey.
I'll take...
California Girl, Doug.
I will take Brass Monkey, that funky monkey.
Okay.
Going, sticking
go, Sarah,
with our theme of the 80s.
All right, so here we go. Human is going to
ask
the questions.
Sir, why does Kevin suck?
He doesn't. For God's sake, would you just take it easy? Are you really this defensive?
I am very. Why does Kevin suck, sir?
Kevin, you're monotone, man. You're putting me to sleep.
Oh, I'm supposed to be like, hey, it's coming at you with the wacky time of day and the news and the wacky weather.
Well, there you go.
This is my voice, brother.
Better.
Kevin.
This is how I roll, son.
Kevin
sucks. You don't like
it,
change the station.
Have you heard him talk up music? He's hit the post every time. It's freakish.
You're out of your mind, Kevin Sucks. What's your name, sir?
Kevin Sucks. Here we go.
My name is Kevin Sucks.
Right.
Here we go. Now we're going to find out, all right?
Kevin Rocks. Okay. You have to refer to him as Kevin Rocks.
Is it one card and whoever gets the most?
Yes.
Okay. Is it really one card?
Brass, you on there? Brass Monkey,
Kevin's going to win anyway.
There you go. Yay! Brass Monkey.
You'll be able to put Kevin Sucks down.
Dropping science.
Here we go.
Monotone. Listen to this fool.
Are you ready?
Why is your husband John calling in? That's my question.
Why isn't he?
Why is he? He is obviously Kevin Sucks.
No, he loves you.
Does he really?
God, I was like, all right, enough about Kevin. He's not that great.
It's bad when it comes up in the booth.
Blah, 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 blah.
God, you both suck. Play the game.
Trying, sir.
Good luck. Here we go. What new Olympic sport did Newt Gingrich praise as what freedom is all about? Beach volleyball, rhythmic gymnastics, or street luge?
Sarah, rhythmic gymnastics.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Kevin.
Yeah. Woo.
What are my other two options?
Beach volleyball or street luge?
Beach volleyball.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A friend of my wife's...
not another story.
A friend of my wife's was a member of the Olympic volleyball team.
Really?
Yes. Beach volleyball team.
Is she hotter than your wife? Because those bitches are hot.
The friend of my wife, her brother, I'm sorry, did I not stress that?
Yeah.
Was the player on the Olympic volleyball team.
Number two.
Interesting. Yeah.
What did Shannon Lucid spend 188 days aboard, setting a world record for a woman?
Kevin.
Yes.
Hot air balloon.
That's incorrect.
That was a wild guess.
I know. That's what I would have gone with, too. What did she spend aboard?
Nobody's ever aboard a
from
hot
1996.
Air balloon.
I'll say a sailboat.
It's the answer is Mir, M-I-R.
Oh, the space station.
Oh, the space station, right.
Right. She wasn't on it when it went down, I tell you.
I guess not.
Right. So that's a good one, Kevin 1, Sarah 0.
Right. Come on, Sarah.
I'm doing my best,
that's
Kevin
right,
Sucks.
Sir. You chose the wrong name. This monotone MF is putting you in the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
What?
It's me and Brass.
What sharp-shooting title role was reprised on Broadway by Bernadette Peters, Cheryl...
Kevin.
Yes?
Annie, get your gun.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Really? It's a Calamity Jane.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's Annie Oakley.
Yeah, but the musical is Annie,
Get
Your gun, I said.
Well, the answer is... But you didn't even let me finish the question. But that's all right.
Totally,
all right, just give it to him.
Human.
That's like me not getting souder.
Seriously. They gave you souder, so two for Kevin, zero for Sarah. Sarah sucks. Moving on. I'm sorry, Brass. That's who I'm playing for, Brass.
Yeah.
AKA Sarah sucks.
What luxury sports sedan did General Motors hype as The caddy that zings.
Sarah, the Cimarron.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Sarah, you suck.
I know.
And that dude, your guy just said that you suck.
Well, that's not his name, though.
I'm sorry. I would like the question again.
Am I allowed to repeat the question,
yeah,
Judge?
Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What luxury sports sedan did General Motors, GM, hype as the caddy that zings? Z-I-G-S.
I wonder
zigs.
If it's that, that zoom,
zigs.
Zoom car.
It's that freaking one that's like the little zippy caddy.
I'm not a car guy, so I'm going to pass on that one.
It's the Katerra.
Katerra. Damn.
Didn't know that. Wouldn't have gotten close.
Your next question is...
How many questions left? Two?
Two questions.
And he's got 2 points?
Yeah.
Come on, Sarah.
The best Sarah can do is tie.
All right, shut up.
What musical did author Jonathan Larson...
Kevin Grant!
Kevin is correct. And with that, Sarah St. fate is sealed. Do you want the last question
anyway?
House.
Yeah.
Kevin, do you
Kevin
want the last
sucks
question?
Sucks house.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Have a great day, man.
You too, sir.
Later.
Kevin. Brass wins.
No, it's over. Brass wins.
I want the... Late. What's the last question? Hit it fast. Yeah,
what Kevin historical role earned Madonna her first Golden Globe Award for acting?
Kevin. Evita.
Evita.
Ava Perón.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. All right, so, hey, congratulations, Brass Monkey, you funky monkey. You got,
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, man,
ski lift
anytime,
passes
Brass,
from Alpine
I got you
Meadow.
Back. Got your back, son.
And a pair Brassy of Century Theater movie passes.
We got 40 nations ready to roll, son.
Yeah.
You love Chappelle Show?
Yeah, I do.
Love Chappelle
Yeah,
Show.
It's gene. And the $50 million he just got for season two and the DVD
he
stuff.
Deserves every
crazy
penny.
It's nuts.
Funny people deserve
Shut
money.
Shut up, over
hey,
there.
Comedy. That's all I have to say about that.
So nice. I know about it.
Hey, comedy.
Tomorrow on the program, Kevin Nealon is going to be in, so it'll be dueling Kevins. Kevin Smith, of course, coming back.
That's when I'm going to sit quietly back, sullen from the mic, crossed arms, mean mugging Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, I'm so sure that'll happen. The day you shut up. Yeah, whatever happened to Silent Bob?
That's in the movies.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I play a role.
That's right. You're clearly acting. And that's, you should get an Oscar for that.
Fiction, it is. Fiction. It's a role.
Fiction.
It's a role. Ready to roll,
We
son.
Also have a review. It's the movies review of The Jacket, but I think also Be Cool. And
The Pacifier.
Wait a second. Are we wrapping up?
We are. We're done.
You don't have to, McKevin.
No, we are done.
Does Kevin have any Blink 182
Kevin,
stories?
Bestow some pearls
Do I have
of
any
wisdom.
Blink-182
That's hilarious,
stories?
Brass. Thank you.
Why don't I have any Blink-182
stories? Hey, Kevin,
I got a question. Always does Blink-182 stories about this song.
I have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
They gave me a shout-out on their one album. The one that had What's My Name Again? What's My Age Again on it? They gave me a shout-out in the liner notes. It's not really a story.
Are you sure it's you or just some
Kevin
other random
Smith.
Kevin
they
Smith?
They mentioned Mallrats, so whatever.
Kevin Smith
is
from Xena.
Yeah, could be that guy.
Yeah, or the football guy. You never know.
What's my age again?
Jake Johansson, thank you for calling in. Kevin Smith, thank you for being a delightful co-host. As
I'm
much
always,
crap as I will give you, I am somewhat in love with you.
I'm always here to help you out of a jam, Sarah.
Thanks. And congratulations, of course, to Noni and Christy. If you haven't heard somehow by now, they had their baby, Junko
yes.
Hawkweed. Danzig came into the world about 2 days ago.
Right on. And, of course, our top story we should repeat. Machine and Niecy Richards, no more.
That's right. Denise Richards, Charlie Sheen.
Gone.
They've broken
Six
up.
6 months pregnant, and she's done with him. He must have done
she's
something real bad.
Something horrible.
Real bad. I think you're half right when you say horrible.
Horrible.
Exactly.
Is her movie career over?
No. And nobody's movie career is ever over, sir.
Why?
All it takes is one hit to resurrect somebody. One good notice. Puts you back in the good graces of Hollywood, as that gentleman or lady said in her email earlier.
Well, Mark Hamill.
Storms are brewing in your eyes, Sarah. It's time to go, isn't it?
It is time to go.
It is.
Sing me out.
Can we go out on Sarah? Dig it up, sir.
Why don't you hit the post and then sing
it? Let's go out. Oh, let me hit the post?
Yeah, one last
Wrap time. It up.
Right on.
I'll just sit back and enjoy.
Is Mark Hamill's movie career over?
No.
Oh, no.
You're out of your mind. He was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Just look at Kill Bill. I mean, who thought that you'd ever really be in love with David Carradine again?
And he was
suddenly
phenomenal.
He was phenomenal.
Hey, you ready?
I'm ready, sir.